This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are three companies in this economy, count them, just three, upon which Standard & Poor's has bestowed AAA ratings, the gold standard, for their corporate bonds. ExxonMobil is one. Johnson & Johnson is the other. Microsoft is the third, and it is with that software company that we start today. Microsoft sold nearly $11 billion worth of debt yesterday. Investors fairly snatched it up. This is one of those stories that brings together a couple of threads in the economic zeitgeist, which is why we're telling you about it. In this case, monetary policy, that is interest rates, and corporate taxes. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has more.
Low interest rates plus a very good credit rating means Microsoft gets cheap money, honey. But for how long? Jeremy Siegel is a finance professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
It made me think that the management there thinks that interest rates are going up and they want to lock in the low rates right now.
And investors want to buy these bonds bad, says Brian Railing. He's with the Wells Fargo Investment Institute.
Rates here in the U.S., even though they would appear to be low, are actually quite a bit higher than we find elsewhere in the world. So they look relatively attractive on a global basis.
Plus, investors use these relatively safe bonds to balance out riskier bets in their portfolio. And central banks have been buying bonds as a way to inject cash into the economy. Yep, lots of demand for Microsoft's sale.
And you might ask, they have about $90 billion of cash on their balance sheet. Why would they still want to raise cash by issuing debt?
Took the question right out of my mouth, David Choi, credit analyst at S&P.
A lot of it is because the cash that they have are overseas cash. If they want to use that cash, they would have to pay taxes on it.
Borrowing money here looks better than a bill from the IRS. So what will Microsoft do with its new billions? Marilyn Cohen is president of Envision Capital Management.
Stock repurchases, maybe some debt repayments, and of course, hopefully, increases in the dividend.
So shareholders might see some cash or a boost in stock price. The company gets cheap money, and investors get the bonds they want. Cohen says, win, win, win. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.